President Biden called it a sad day for the court and the country after the Supreme Court ruled this morning to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision protecting legal access to abortion.
With this decision, the conservative majority of the Supreme Court shows how extreme it is, how far removed they are from the majority of this country. They made the United States an outlier among developed nations in the world. But this decision must not be the final word.
NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid joins us now. Asma, good to have you.
Nice to be here, Anthony. Thank you.
So abortion, of course, a charged issue for many, including the president who supports abortion rights but is a devout Roman Catholic. What struck you about what the president said today about this decision?
You know, I think there was a level of pragmatism in what we heard from the president today. I think leading up to this official ruling from the Supreme Court, when we saw the draft, there was a sense amongst the White House. They began to work. They were holding roundtables, different meetings with advocates, law professors, faith leaders to get a sense of what could be possible to do. And today we heard from the president that while there are two things in particular that he intends to do, one is uphold the right for women to travel across state lines for an abortion, and the other is to have access to medication that's often delivered through the mail. He said ultimately that to have some sort of abortion protections nationally, that would go to Congress, that is ultimately up to Congress, that no executive action can do that. And there was just a sense of a level of, as he described it, a solemn day and a level that really a recognition that there is limited actions that this White House can take.
Right. He as you mentioned, he talked about Congress passing a bill guaranteeing a right to abortion. That's not very likely, at least in this political moment, is it?
That's right. It is extremely challenging, right? I mean, that's to say, at least I think most congressional action we've seen out of this White House has been very difficult to get passed. You know, the Democrats have a majority, but it's one thing even if they can get their own Democrats on board. They need some Republican votes. We did see some comments from Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia earlier today, and he said he does support legislation that would codify the rights of Roe versus Wade. But ultimately, he wants Republicans to come on board. They need Republicans to come on board. And really, the reality is that does not seem likely at all.
One of the things President Biden said, too, that struck me was he talked about abortion rights being on the ballot in November. Talk a little bit about how this issue might influence the coming midterm elections.
You know, Anthony, I think that before we saw this decision, in its sort of real effect, I think that there has been a lot of uncertainty about what it might mean for the November midterms. There's a lot of factors at stake right now. And when you look at polling, when you speak with voters, the primary concern most people have had to date is inflation and the economic health of the country. I am curious, and I don't know that we really know the answer to this, of how much this abortion decision will ultimately galvanize voters. I mean, look, there is a whole population of folks in this country, I would argue pretty anyone under the age of 50, who has grown up in a world in which Roe versus Wade was the law of the land. President Biden has struggled repeatedly in polling recently with young voters in particular. They're not particularly impressed with how he has governed to date. And one big unknown is, will, say, a right like this, the right to have an abortion, be taken away? Will that actually galvanize them and energize them to come out in midterms? I don't know that anybody knows the answer to that right now, Anthony. But certainly the president, Democrats, are urging voters, in their view, to elect people to Congress who they think will uphold Roe versus Wade, who will, restore those protections. I shouldn't say uphold because now, it's been overturned. And the president's vision is that with your vote, he said to folks, you can act, and that ultimately voters would have the final word. He ended his remarks by saying that this is not over yet. But what does the future look like? I think that is extremely, extremely murky at this point.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think this big question about the coming elections is to what extent this decision will play a role. I think you put your finger right on that. I think that's one of the big questions. In the sort of 10 seconds that remain, Asma, what are you hearing from other Democrats about that question? I mean, are you beginning to get a sense?
I think it's so unclear. I was speaking with a couple of folks who attended some of these roundtable conversations with Vice President Harris leading up to this announcement. And I think there's, again, just this level of pragmatism people have of how do they figure out how to help women in this immediate moment, and really the political calculations are still extremely uncertain.
Asma Khalid, NPR White House correspondent, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Happy to do it.